A new film making a splash in France is also finding an audience here. The film is Amélie, and the director returned to France after making the 1997 Hollywood flop Alien Resurrection. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
There used to be a big difference between American movies and French films, at least the ones that showed here. American pictures were fast and opulent, but about as deep as a neon sign. French ones were slower and less fun, but more grown up in their themes and emotions. All that's changed in recent years, as the whimsical new film Amélie makes clear. Although the movie's a love letter to Paris and the French fondness for ideas about chance and destiny, its style is Hollywood hip. Amélie is a modern fairy tale set in a magical Paris at the time of Princess Diana's death. Audrey Tautou plays the title character, an innocent young Parisienne who works as a waitress and inhabits a world of cartoonish, sometimes poetic types. Failed writers, nasty grocers, eccentric painters who keep copying the same Renoir painting over and over. Amélie has a cosmic sense of justice and secretly sets about putting the universe right, finding mates for the lovelorn, helping grieving widows and abused clerks, and arranging for middle-aged men to find lost childhood toys that lead them into bouts of teary remembrance. A dreamy loner, she eventually stumbles across a possible soulmate, an equally dreamy young man who keeps an album of people's discarded ID photographs. His name is Nino, and he's played by Matthew Kasovitz, who looks a bit like the world's handsomest rodent. The question is, will Amélie, who's so good at arranging other people's destinies, be able to land the man of her own dreams? I saw the movie a couple of weeks after it opened, and by that time I'd heard about it from maybe a dozen people. What was odd about their responses was that nobody was lukewarm. Everyone either adored it or hated it. This struck me as apt, for the film's director, Jean-Pierre Jeunet, seems to have no interest at all in any kind of middle ground. He once made a terrific short film called Things I Like, Things I Hate. And Amélie itself introduces nearly all its characters by telling us the things that they love and hate. I started off loving the film, for the beginning is filled with wonderful touches, especially in the scenes of Amélie as a small girl who wears cherries for earrings and raspberries like thimbles, which she eats off her fingertips one at a time. Just like Moulin Rouge earlier this year, the movie offers something extremely seductive, an idealized vision of Paris. Actually, the word idealized isn't strong enough here. This is a utopian Paris, filled with nostalgia, where there are no ugly high-rises or racial troubles, where even the interiors of sex shops are gorgeously lit, and there's a memorable tang to everyone you meet. Here, fabulous things happen by chance. If Princess Diana's life embodied the tragic romance of royalty, Amélie's story is about the comic splendor and the miracle of proletarian life. Jeunet is very good at capturing small, often delicate moments of transcendent beauty. There's a marvelous bit involving a small boy and his marbles, another about cracking the skin of a creme brulee. Yet even as Jeunet's drawn to the wry and the fantastic and the gently melancholic, his style tends to be as overbearing as a Mack truck barreling down the turnpike behind you. He's constantly zooming in on people's faces, working up elaborate Rube Goldberg-style set pieces. There's one here involving a couple having sex. And he pounds every emotion like a gong. Not content to have a cute star in Audrey Tautou, Jeunet gives us so many close-ups of her simpering and smirking like Mr. Bean that about halfway through the film, you're begging for a cream pie. If you haven't seen Jeunet's other films, in particular Delicatessen and The City of Lost Children, such stylistic antics might well seem delightful. But if you have, you'll notice how he's cannibalizing ideas from his earlier work, including that gag about the couple having sex. And you'll be driven crazy at how a film that starts off flaunting its inventiveness grinds to a halt halfway through. The story simply runs out of steam. Were someone to show you any 10 given minutes of Amélie, you'd be so dazzled that you'd probably say, "This is really amazing. I want more." But 2 hours of full-fat whimsy is far more than anyone needs. It's like being force-fed a tureen of creme brulee.
John Powers is executive editor of the LA Weekly. I'm Barbara Bogave, and this is Fresh Air.